My name is Deja Nubi. I'm 14 years old.
My name is Paul. I am 11 years old.
My name is Lucas Kelly. I'm 13 years old.
Interviewed
Gerald Grayson on August 19th, 2015.
I had a great childhood. My mom taught me manners. She taught me how to be nice and kind to people. Played Little League Baseball. Played for McKeesport Little Tigers. We took education as being something real serious. We would try to outdo each other as far as making better grades. I'm a retired school teacher. My work has never stopped. I'm right in the middle of my hometown. I have a great love and respect for McKeesport. I got a full football scholarship to Boise State University in Idaho. My football coach and another guy, his name was Chucky Waddle. Those two guys were the guys that helped me get a football scholarship to Idaho. They had caring hearts, and they were always wanting to help someone. And that rubbed off on me. When I first got out there, it was cowboys, cowboy boots. I saw horses, people riding through town, open land, beautiful. It was a culture shock. I retired from teaching in 2003, and immediately after 2003, the next year, in the last 12 years, I've been a mentor. It's a learning experience for me. You know, I'm learning from you just by you interviewing me. A lot of my former students are dead. A lot of my former students are in jail. So my job is very emotional, but at the same time, it's very enlightening because you'll see positive things that will happen to people that you deal with. That's probably why I'm still mentoring, because trying to be a positive role model to show them there's another way besides that. Being a mentor, I don't see people talking about education like trying to be a better student. But I hear a person saying, I want to be a better rapper, a better football, a better basketball player. And I struggle with that because in real life, you have to have education. And that's not taken serious enough from what I've seen. And I've been here for the last, like I said, the last 43 years. When I first started in 1972, education was big. It was big, but especially males, it was big. Then each year, certain things start creeping in and took their focus off education. That's one thing I would want to bring back. People ask me, say, Mr. Grayson, you're like 67 years old. Why do you keep doing what you're doing? How do I want to go out? I want to go out helping someone. I want to go out trying to encourage someone. It's okay to be who you are. I stay away from negativity. And that's hard being young, because when you're out there, majority of your boys are doing things, then you feel you got to fit in and do it. And I was complete opposite of that, because I was my own man. That's the main advice I can give you. Don't lower your standard. Be quick to listen. Slow to speak. Slow to anger. That last one can get you jacked up. That last one can get you in jail 20 to life in prison. Because you get it full of anger, you're going to hurt someone. Talking about the gun violence, quick to anger, pow. You done shot someone. Too late. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger.